I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. Several Stillwater County citizens filed a lawsuit last Friday to force Stillwater County to act on their efforts to create a citizen-initiated zoning district. The district would encompass an area along the Beartooth Front in south-central Montana. Bert Williams says the lawsuit was filed on behalf of the Beartooth Front Coalition and several landowners.
Our intent with the lawsuit is to force the commissioners to come to a decision on doing a citizen-initiated zone. So far, they've avoided making any definitive decision of any sort, either yes or no.
Williams says the residents have been trying to work with county officials since 2014, but the commissioners have been throwing up roadblocks at every juncture. He says a group has gathered the necessary signatures, turned them in, but are still awaiting a decision. Williams and other residents mobilized to form a citizens-initiated zoning district after Denver-based Energy Corporation of America announced hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, makes it economically viable to develop its leases around Roscoe, Dean, and other locations along the Beartooth Front, as well as in the Bighorn Basin. Williams says they aren't trying to stop development. They just want to protect their surface rights. Williams ranches on his family's homestead near Fishtail.
We want it to be a reasonable set of regulations that protects water quality, air quality, and some of the basic items of the environment, as well as trying to figure out how we would replace infrastructure if it started falling apart from all of the truck traffic and equipment traffic associated with oil and gas development.
Zoning is not a new concept in Stillwater County. One has been in place for decades for the Stillwater Mine in Nye, the only platinum and palladium producer in the U.S.
It's not something unusual to be working with a mineral extractor or an oil extractor to come up with ways to address problems that might arise.
Bill Hand of Nye is one of the named plaintiffs in the lawsuit. He says in the case of the mine, residents have a seat at the table to talk to the company about air and water quality, the traffic, or what to do with the waste rock. A phone call to Stillwater County seeking comment was not returned by deadline for this story. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, Columbus.